An iron ore train operating across the northwest African nation of Mauritania forms a striking image snaking its way through the Sahara Desert. This desert train has had to be adapted to suit the harsh conditions that make it a one-of-a-kind railway service.
If we consider the train with all the locomotives at the front, we have the longest and heaviest train in the world, that's for sure.
But it is the modifications to suit local conditions that make it a truly unique railway. The train, in operation since 1963, begins its 700-kilometer journey deep in the Sahara Desert in the mining town of Zouirat. Here, iron ore is loaded onto the approximately 210 wagons. Six trains operate in both directions every day between Zouirat and the port city of Nouadhibou. With temperatures reaching and sometimes exceeding 122 degrees Fahrenheit, as well as problems associated with sand, the train service has had to adapt.
There is a technique used to fix the dune problem. After bulldozing the dunes, dead palm tree branches are planted into the sand dunes, making the dunes stable. After that, the dunes don't move anymore, and we don't have a problem with sand drifting onto the railway tracks anymore.
The railway service also uses a second system. Sand plows, based on snow plows used on North American trains, can clear sand that drifts onto the standard gauge tracks. Another challenge for this desert train is preventing sand from entering the General Motors locomotive engines. In the diesel-electric locomotives, first used here in 1982, sand quickly worked its way into the engines and destroyed them. As a result, the National Mine and Industry Company, working with General Motors, devised a filtration system using an additional 36 filtering units per locomotive.
Since we installed this extra filtration system, the problems with filtering the sand for the motors have been eliminated.
While the train service is primarily for the transport of iron ore, there are limited passenger facilities too.
People take the train because it's cheaper than traveling by vehicle. However, we don't enjoy it because it's uncomfortable. There's a lot of dust, the wagon is in poor condition, and it's not clean.
According to the National Mine and Industry Company, the iron ore sales accounts for 40% of Mauritania's total exports. It's no surprise that every effort is made to ensure a reliable train service through the extreme conditions of the Sahara Desert.